was speaking in Dallas last Sunday, and I took probably 30 questions or more after my speech. And like six or seven of them were people that were young people, young, healthy folks that were all of a sudden getting sick and almost dying. When they learned to get off GMO, stop drinking aspartame, the doctors were saying, get ready to be in a wheelchair, get ready to have this done, get ready to have that done. Suddenly they just got completely better. And they said, your radio show and the guests you have saved us. I mean, folks, I don't tell you something unless I've researched it and I'm upset about it. And I think it's something you should be warned about. That's what real public service is about. And that's not because I'm some great guy either. This is affecting us all. I'm angry about being assaulted by a bunch of global control freaks. Roger, real fast, I'm going to jam in a few more, and I appreciate you holding. You were saying we're here in Central Texas. Oh, he dropped off. I wanted to hear the story. Elliot in California. Go ahead. You're on the air with Jeffrey Smith.
California.
Yeah, California.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have something. Yeah, I've been meaning to call for a year, and this is really important. In 2005 and 2006, I went to Romania five times. I was living over there more than here. I'm a baby boomer and was developing arthritis in my fingers. When I went over there for the first time for a month, and I was with three other Americans, and we were drinking like fish and partying, I lost 11 pounds in 1 month, and the arthritis in my fingers disappeared. I came back to the United States. I didn't have a clue as to what was going on, but I said, is it the food? Is it chemicals, pesticides? I went back four more times. Each time I went back, I lose weight. Over there, people are very thin until about 50 years old. The men don't
like
America.
The French smoke cigarettes, eat like pigs, and don't look like us. No, everybody's pointing this out. Anywhere you bring GMO in with any mammal, they turn into these lethargic creatures. Incredible point. Jeff, we see this a lot, don't we?
Yes, in fact, in my last newsletter, I asked people to email us at healthy@responsibletechnology.org to describe just those type of changes. No one in the world is monitoring this, and so we decided to take the responsibility to see what kind of changes are occurring in people when they switch from GM and non-GM. Sometimes it's going between organic and non-organic. Sometimes it's going between the United States and Europe. So thank you for that excellent description, and please send us a copy of your description written up.
Amazing. Final comment, sir.
Yeah. Let me just tell what happened. So what I did was, and this you just mentioned it, and I just started this like about a month ago. I was taking one probiotic once a week, and then I started taking it every day. I was taking ginger and turmeric for my fingers because I don't take any painkillers and stuff, and I'm a guitarist. So what happened was I had stopped taking turmeric and the ginger, and 80% of the arthritis in my fingers is gone because I'm taking probiotics every day. It's changing the biology in your intestines.
Yeah, there are many reasons.
It's knocking out what Bill Gates and co. put in there. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
There are many reasons why our gut bacteria is probably compromised by eating GMOs. We've already talked about the transfer of genes into our gut bacteria, which is probably occurring in a wide scale. But also we eat products that have residues of Roundup, and Roundup is an antibiotic. It kills bacteria. So if we eat it, it destroys some of the bacteria that's in our gut. But if some of the genes transferred from soybeans, making Roundup-ready gut bacteria, then they would have a survival advantage, and so we might have a colonization of these Frankenbacteria inside our gut. And there's many other ways that I don't want to go to, they're too technical, why GMOs might be causing a huge disruption of this very important aspect of our health. There are 10 times the number of cells in our body as gut bacteria than the cells of our body. They're part of our immune system and our digestive system.
So we've got to bomb them with good old-fashioned, wide-spectrum, healthy bacteria. We've got to bomb the Monsanto enemy colonies and other GMO colonies out of our guts. And once a week isn't enough. That's what I've been doing. I'm going on every day. I'm going to annihilate the enemy. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to live longer. I'm going to win. The eugenicists that hate life and hate us all are not going to win. Jeffrey Smith, all your books and videos are available at InfoWars.com. Incredible job. Thank you so much. Let's get you back up in the next month if you'll do it. God bless you. All right, we're going to come back with Lou Rockwell. Is Ron Paul going to run with Mitt Romney? Stay with us. We'll talk about it straight ahead. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russian fighter jets have joined with Venezuela in training? Did you know that the Russian destroyers held training exercises with Venezuela? Did you know that those Russian destroyers sailed into Cuba in 2010 to hold training exercises? Lenin said they would surround the United States and it would fall. Is the United States being surrounded? This would be their third stage for world domination. They have Eastern Europe and the masses of Asia, China. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it is Thursday. Of course, we are broadcasting worldwide here on this 23rd day of February 2012. And it's all over the Washington Post. It's in hundreds of papers today. The system is pushing the idea that Ron Paul might run as a VP with Mitt Romney. Now, listeners are horrified by this idea. Ron Paul's a man of total integrity. Look at his voting record. Rand Paul, another great guy of total integrity, done everything he said he'd do once he got to Congress. Guest on the show, loves freedom, stands up against all this corruption. But I have seen some of the campaign people be like, oh, of course, you know, it'd be great to have Rand Paul as a VP. And then Rand's nice and says, well, it'd be an honor to be considered. But I think that's more of a gentlemanly thing he's saying. He wouldn't be considered if he wouldn't say that he'd go along with whatever their agenda is. And Ron Paul and Rand Paul aren't going to compromise. So I'm saying it isn't going to happen. But people are saying, well, don't leave the political spoils for liberty. If they steal the elections, and this is far from over, but they have stolen a few states, obviously now, in Iowa and Maine are no-brainers, where they just thrown out the Iowa election, and then now in Maine they're saying, yeah, we didn't count all these counties that were 2-1 for Ron Paul in some areas, other areas double-digit leads, but we're not saying what we're going to do. Just don't worry about it. We're so broke back now as a nation accepting the corruption. Not my listeners, not freedom lovers, but some of the public, that it's kind of like not even an issue now. So we're going to believe that Mitt Romney, who steals elections and does all this and funded by Goldman Sachs like Obama, is this globalist, this New World Order stooge, who wrote Obamacare and supports carbon taxes, we're going to believe that this guy would ever have Ron Paul in there. Now, I could see, I guess, if you said to Ron Paul, you can do whatever you want, speaking or whatever, as vice president, then I'd say, okay, if he doesn't win, let him be VP. But they're not going to do that. This is higher-ups talking to people in his campaign who know they're not going to have a job in a year if Ron Paul doesn't win. He's going to leave the House, who are believing this in it. Because I've seen some of them out there going, you know, basically saying nice things about Romney. And I'm not saying they're bad people. It's just that you don't join with Sauron. You don't join with Darth Vader. You join with Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's Ron Paul. It's the idea that's valuable of liberty. We're not the extremists. The globalists are. They call us dangerous. They're the dangerous ones trying to implode our economy and cause World War III through crony capitalism. Now, in this segment and one more short segment at the bottom of the hour, we're joined by, and I appreciate him coming on short notice, Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, probably the biggest libertarian website on the web out there. And great folks who also let us contribute their stuff to InfoWars.com. And Lou was the guy that was there, you know, first to help get Ron Paul into Congress, was his chief of staff, the founder of the Von Mises Institute, you know, trying to bring sound, real economics, not Keynesian globalist baloney garbage, which they know is baloney, folks. To cover up their crony takeover operation. He knows the real Ron Paul. And so, I was getting thousands of emails, phone calls, comments, freakouts. I told you a month ago they were going to push this. I think the Washington Post is pushing it as a way to make it look like Ron Paul is establishment and as a way to cause more infighting and as a way to, well, will he take a VP? He's out of the race. And I think the campaign should come out strongly and say, we're not taking a VP. But then others will say, oh, well, then you're just leaving, you know, the libertarian constitutionalist vote unspoken for. No, we're not sullying ourselves. So they put something in the you know, Republican platform or something, which they use like toilet paper. Now, that's my gut view. If Ron Paul later decides to do something like that and explains it to me, whatever. But this is far from over. This is about them acting like it's over. Now, let me get really the omnibudsman of you know, libertarian freedom thought, Lou Rockwell, on to give us his perspective. I haven't found out what he thinks yet. I'm going to find out right now. I've put my cards on the table. Lou, what do you say about what I've said, and what's your gut on this, and what's the inside baseball on this subject? Because I haven't been able to get Ron on the last month or so.
Well, Alex, remember, I'm not a spokesman for Ron or for the campaign, so I'm just giving you my own view. But I think it's all a trick. It's just another establishment trick to make it look like Ron Paul is a sellout like all the rest of them. Ron Paul has never sold out. Ron Paul will never sell out. And so this is has two pieces. You said to bring down Ron Paul to make him seem like he's just one of the regular criminal bunch. And the other is to make Ron Paul supporters like Romney. Well, if he's willing to consider Ron Paul as a VP, Romney must be a pretty good guy. Well, it was Romney, exactly like Gingrich and Santorum, even though Romney's a more pleasant person, and I'm sure his wife is a nice person, his kids are nice, and all those kinds of questions. But really, he's, as you say, he's a globalist. He's a big government guy. He believes in corporatism and fascism and the partnership between big government and big business. He's a warmonger. He's an imperialist. He's a protectionist. He's a big government guy, big spender, bail out the banks. I mean, he's bad on virtually everything. I guess, you know, he was against the bailout of GM. But my guess is if he were president, he would have done it, and he would have made a lot of money out of it, because that's the kind of guy he is. He makes a lot of money out of government projects. So, no, I think this is just another trick. And they would never let Ron Paul be vice president. Ron Paul has a chance, we all hope and pray, to push his way into office by the people putting him there. However, the idea that the regime would invite him into office is just science fiction.
Okay, go ahead and go back to me. Cut to me. Now, Lou, I'm just speechless, you know, hearing you break this down, because I totally concur with you. It's so obvious. I wanted to make sure that my instincts were right. How do we interpret then this latest activity? Is this another sign of desperation from the establishment trying to behave like, hey, we like Ron Paul too?
Well, it is, but it also is a sign of fear, because even though, of course, every time Ron made this point last night, every time there's a story about him, the first line is always, of course, he can't win. Well, of course, he can win, He is like the tortoise accumulating the delegates, especially if it's a brokered convention. He could have a very important role to play. They want to diminish him. They want to smear him. And this is smear number 185. And I'm sure there'll be others to come. It's just another trick. So they're not going to ask him to be vice president. It's just not going to happen. Now, if we go back to the original days of the American Republic and the way the Constitution was originally written, the president and the vice president were supposed to be antagonists, because the vice president was the man who came in second in the presidential election. That's the way the founders wrote the Constitution originally. So if we think of that, you know, it would be, if Ron were to go in there and fight hammer and tongs from the vice presidents against everything the president was doing, that would be pretty great. But we'll only have to state that to realize there's no way in heck that they would allow Ron Paul to play that role.
Well, that's exactly what I said earlier, and it's not because you and I are reading from the same, you know, song sheets, because it's common sense, it's our American system, it's our constitutional republic, but yeah, they are putting this out there as a wedge. Now, Rand is a great guy, obviously, chip off the old block. He's done what he said he would do in the Senate. We're proud of him. But he's being a little too gentlemanly, and it's okay for us to, you know, give him advice. You know, they're not God, none of us are, and they like advice. But I, you know, whenever he was asked, would you take a VP slot for one of the other Republicans, he said, well, you know, it'd be a great honor to be considered. And I think by great honor to be considered for VP, well, it is an honor when you think about the American system. But I would say, no, I wouldn't from the other candidates. I can't compromise. I mean, that's a no-brainer. And then I think what gives some fuel to this concern, I think Ron Paul needs to say something about it, and soon. And I saw this a month ago, you know, where Jesse Benton told the Dallas Morning News that any Republican should be looking at Rand Paul as a potential running mate because he's the smartest guy in the room and he has tremendous credibility with conservatives. So these are the type of quotes out there. We don't want to give our credibility to somebody like Mitt Romney, who we know is bought and paid for by the bad guys. This is going to destroy our credibility. And I guess it's a difference of thought processes, but I would imagine you would agree. I'm not attacking Benton. I've interviewed him. He's a nice guy, a smart guy, I'm sure. But this idea that we're going to co-opt them instead of them co-opting us, that's just not how this works. Their system's in the verge of coming down right now. This isn't when we want to merge with these people. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, Romney, I guess, is a more gentlemanly guy than Santorum or Gingrich. That wouldn't be hard. I'm sure he's a more pleasant guy. But he's a monster. Just because he looks good in a suit doesn't mean he's anything but one of the top creeps. Otherwise, he wouldn't be supported by the Republican establishment and by the establishment in general. So, no, we don't want anything to do with him except to oppose him. Oppose him as a candidate. Oppose him if, God forbid, he becomes president.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I could care less about the star stuff of politics, Hollywood, all that, because I've been there, I've seen it, I've done it. And I don't get critical of some of the people that advise Ron Paul, because I know he runs the show at the end of the day, and he's got to have helpers. But, I mean, I look at people like you and others I've seen that have worked for Paul who are so 100% dead on laser beam. And then I see some of the other stuff coming out from these younger folks. And I think they should be sitting at your feet and Ron Paul's feet. Instead, every time I look, they're advising him. I see Ron saying, I'm getting advice from my staff. You're getting advice? You're getting advice? Again, I'm not trying to get into inside baseball or infighting here, but I mean, why isn't Lou Rockwell in the campaign advising?
Well, I've had enough of that. I've done real politics by which I mean evil politics. I've worked for regular Republicans, really starting since I worked for Barry Goldwater when he ran for president. I had the great honor.
Exactly.
To work
you
for
have
Paul.
A long history publishing true activism, so you're sick of it.
Well, I must say, even though, of course, I make an exception for Ron Paul because he is the exception with a capital E, I must say I don't like politics. I don't like the political system. I think it's corrupt. And Ron Paul's like the minister in the whorehouse. I mean, he stands apart from the rest of these guys. And nobody is going to advise him successfully to cut back on his views, to say something he doesn't believe. He's a straight arrow. He's the real deal. And we can trust him 100%.
stay there. Let's come back and talk about some positive areas then. But absolutely, this is the end of the day statement. If it doesn't come out of Ron Paul's mouth, it isn't attributable to him. Period. Period. He speaks for Ron Paul.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Yeah, look, we only got four or five Big minutes John. Left with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Invaluable analysis from a common sense pro-liberty perspective. And this calling us kooks, extremists, dangerous, it's only helping us. Because the system is dangerous. They're kooky. They're out of touch with reality and common sense. Lou Rockwell, shifting gears into some other areas. you know, I had you on a few weeks ago, and there was some evidence of fraud. And you said, look, they've lied to us about everything else. Why wouldn't they? But now Maine, they admit they didn't count these counties. Just so happens where Ron Paul was dominating. Same thing in Iowa. They're saying that's now up in the air. I mean, we've got some clear evidence of fraud here. Ron Paul has said he's looking into it now. What would you do? I know you don't speak for the campaign, but what? I mean, we know Ron listens to you. What would you do?
Well, I think exactly what Ron's going to do. He's going to look into it. He's going to make sure he's got the evidence, and then he's going to, if he feels it's appropriate, he's going to speak out. And he made a comment, in fact, in the debate last night, a funny comment about the votes in Maine. So, because it's clear that we only have to think of who goes into politics. It's the crookedest people we know, the demagogues, the liars, the thieves. So, of course, the elections are typically stolen, at least on the margin. Mayor Daley was not a unique figure in American life. So that's why you have to have ballot access, security, and to the extent you can. And it's wonderful, I would say, what happened in Maine and Nevada, where they were so openly taking it that I think it helps educate people to just watch out and to think that democracy as it's practiced in the United States, and as, of course, the United States proclaims around the world, they're going to force it on everybody else. This is not such a great system. The American Republic,
well, I agree
a different
with
story,
you.
But this mass democracy of this sort, the crooked democracy, is unpleasant and a real negative for our country.
I totally agree with you. I mean, we're not glad they're doing the bad things, but now that they're so out in the open, we are getting lemonade out of the lemons. I mean, look at how they're in the old paradigm where there wasn't new media to challenge them, stealing things in the open still, and I see what little bit of credibility they had bleeding out onto the floor. Are you seeing the same thing, Lou?
Sure, and it's subverting them. It's not, as you say, it's not a good idea that they're stealing stuff. However, given that they're stealing, how much better it is that it's in the open, and this is subverting them. Americans are waking up. This is showing people in the Ron Paul campaign, in fact, anybody who's been following American politics in this election, that the thing is crooked. So it's a good thing that people feel that way. It helps them understand that the entire government is crooked, that they always lie to us. Whatever they're claiming about Iran, about Syria, about Social Security, of banks, you know, to go down the list of 150 subjects, they are always lying. That's the one thing you can be sure of. They always lie. So it's up to us to find out the truth. Alex, you help people find out the truth. And this is a very important thing. We are reaching the American people, and they are no longer going to put up with this. So I think this is why they're so worried. It's why they're calling Ron Paul a Romney assistant and all that sort of thing, the latest smear.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, having a Bilderberg guy set up a super PAC and implying that Ron Paul's a globalist when I can set up a super PAC, Jesse Jackson can set up a super PAC for anybody. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're just pulling out all the stops. Now, in closing, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. I like to always ask this question because we don't do pre-interviews, as you know. What is foremost in 2.5 minute closing statement on your radar right now? What's really got you excited? What's got you angry?
Well, first of all, what's got me angry and got me worried is another war. Obviously, they're attempting to overthrow the last secular regime in the Arab world in Syria. That's going to lead to vast massacres, just as has happened in Libya. And it's going to put even worse people in charge. There are people worse than Saddam Hussein or Assad or the dictator of Libya, and they come into power. We call it democracy. Well, you know, it's just more corruption, more death. Then, of course, the real enemy, at least at this stage of things, is Iran. They killed 1 million people in Iraq. I don't know how many they plan to kill in Iran, but this is not only, of course, a moral disaster, but it's an economic disaster. We're going to have $10 a gallon gas if they do it. A lot of people think that's great. They think it's great to the environmentalists think so, and so do the neocons. Force Americans to use less gasoline, drive less, live at a lower standard of living for foreign purposes. So this is obviously not a good thing. It's frightening. They're going to spend trillions of dollars more on this war, and again, they're going to build up a mountain of corpses. All the pro-life people like Romney and Santorum and Gingrich, they're happy to slit the throats of the little children in Iran, of course. So these people are not pro-life, they're pro-death. So what's got me excited is what what Ron Paul is doing, the millions of young people he's reached, not only in this country, but around the world, who
exactly.
are interested in the cause of liberty, Austrian economics. He's already won the election in this sense because of the young people.
He has. Great job, Lou Rockwell. Thank you so much, my friend. Thanks for coming on short notice. LouRockwell.com. Our site's InfoWars.com. Great job, Lou. Talk to you again soon. All right, folks, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious-tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old-time tomato heirloom growing kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old-time tomato heirloom seed kits contain the best love, the best-tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. We are back live, and we're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 Mountain. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And then many of our affiliates rebroadcast the show at different times. XM also carries the show live on channel 166. And we also go out on Global Shortwave WWCR and number one on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. That the establishment
I can get InfoWars.com stories. I said Google News. They write articles.
Google News.
Oh, man, Jones says you can't search his articles on Google. Look at this liar.
even though every time I say Google News Feed, we were delisted 2 years ago. Now we're being dropped in the ranking. Same thing on YouTube. They're admittingly doing it. Google admits they've had the government come out and send them requests to take down stuff, quote, critical of government. There's more news today on it. I told you Google had back doors to break your anti-spying software.
Now Microsoft and Apple have exposed it, and Google's been caught. Of course, Microsoft does it themselves. They're just in competition with the NSA. Google is the NSA. Side issue, I'm digressing. Let me get into Ron Paul and just give you the short and skinny of it, okay? A month ago, I saw a quote by Jesse Benton in the news. And in that quote, in that article, he was talking about the fact that everyone should be considering Ron Paul as a VP because he's the smartest guy in the room. And that's an article, again, at Infowars.com. Of course, they had a movie called Smartest Guy in the Room, or Smartest Guys in the Room. It was about Enron. But, I mean, Ron Paul is one of the smartest guys in the room. And I saw his quote in several newspapers, and I didn't really say anything about it because I wanted to let this ride out a little bit and see what was happening. But this is his campaign chairman. This is the head of his campaign. Ron Paul campaign chairman Jesse Benton has also promoted Rand Paul as a suitable VP. Any Republican, this is a quote, should be looking at Rand Paul as a potential running mate. He's talking about Rand Paul, the senator, because he's the smartest guy in the room. And he has tremendous credibility with conservatives. Any Republican should have Rand Paul on a short list. And, of course, I go back and forth between Rand Paul and Ron Paul because the Washington Post, our article, all of them have the different quotes about Rand Paul, Ron Paul. It's all up there being discussed. And the Washington Post today is saying, you know, the word is that it is being discussed to have. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'm good. Let me just try to start over here for just a minute. Takes some getting used to doing this on the road with your whole family and wherever you're at with you. Let me just start over, okay? And then I'm going to give the phone number. I'll give you the phone number right now. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air on this subject of Ron Paul. Should he, if he doesn't win the nomination for all the GOP fraud, should he run, if he was offered it, in a VP slot to Mitt Romney? And I'm going to give you my view, my research view, my well-thought-out view on that in a moment, from different angles. But the point is that Rand Paul has come out, and I've got his quotes in Watson's article, and said he would be honored to be considered in a VP slot. He said that when asked, and we have where he said it and links to it in our article. And I think Rand Paul is a credible guy of integrity who I respect and like, and who's done a good job as a senator and done what he said he would do. His father is above reproach, and I totally trust him. But as Justin Raimondo wrote at Anti-War a month ago or 3 weeks ago, Ron Paul will not sell out, but others can. Others around him can. In fact, I forget that exact headline. Were you guys ever able to pull that up for me? About 45 minutes ago when I was, I mean, I guess I could look it up here. Here, I'll just do that right now. I'll just do that right now because I want to be able to give folks the headline. Go to music, whatever you need to, because I need to be able to have this article before I continue. continuing here to break this down, the toll-free number to join us on this subject and this question is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this one subject. I don't screen your calls. And then about once a week I say I want to talk about this topic, and no one will ever, maybe one out of ten callers, will even address anything I'm talking about. So if I do go to you and it's not on the subject, I'm going to hang up on you. Because we need to be able to occasionally have a focused discussion on something. Now, continuing here, it was behind the headlines, "Can Ron Paul Be Tamed?" And my brain morphed that headline of, Ron Paul won't sell out, but his campaign could. And that's what Raimondo says. He says, no, but his campaign can. That's the article. Can Ron Paul be tamed? No, but his campaign can. And that was less than 3 weeks ago. That was about 3 weeks ago. That was February 3rd. That was February 3rd he asked that. And he's got all the quotes and the rest of it there in the article where they've got all these Republican insiders and people saying that they think Ron Paul may be asked to be VP or Rand Paul. And then we have a top analyst who's rarely been wrong on Fox News betting and saying he believes and saying he thinks Ron Paul will be on the ticket. There'll be a broker convention, and that the Paulians will force him onto it. And that's what used to happen until the political insiders took over the system. Generally, whoever was the second most powerful candidate was forced on as VP. Because, yeah, whoever gets picked to be second to the president might as well be who had the second most votes. In the last 30 years ago, or in the last 30 years or so, that's basically been phased out. But thanks for pausing that for me, guys, here on air. We're live, but to play 30 seconds of news while we found that is a pause, so I can pause and find that specific article for you so that we can guarantee to give you the right info. And again, my problem getting into this subject is I'm always so, you know, decisive on info because I've thought it out so well. But on something this complex, I can basically put myself inside the campaign. And I'm not judging them. I'm not saying they're bad. Because, A, we don't even know what the truth is completely. We don't know where all of this is going. We don't know what Ron Paul is thinking. I will assure you, next time I get him on the show, and because I know he's told me he wants to come on every month. But then I say, well, sometimes it's hard to get you on. He goes, well, tell him I want to come on. And sometimes I've got to, you know, call him up at home or something to say, hey, tell them to get you on because they're not returning my calls or emails. And I don't get butt hurt, as they say, over that. It doesn't seem that big of a deal. I've interviewed Ron Paul probably 100 times. It just, you know, you also run into that. And I understand people on the campaign and the congressional staff's view. You know, he can go on any show he wants, and they know they have this audience. Of course, it's growing all the time. And they know Ron Paul can say things that are dangerous on this show because I'll ask real questions. He's a real person. And so they want to try to control things. But that's a side issue as well. It's just that, I mean, here's an example to describe to you of what's inside the Ron Paul campaign. I've had family go to the Capitol. And one group of family goes in and says, hi, you know, we're cousins of Alex Jones and we're big fans of Ron Paul. And I've had them say, oh, wonderful. Yeah, we love him, too. And, boy, I like his show. Depends on who they end up talking to at the congressional office or different campaign headquarters. To people saying, we don't like Alex Jones. He's really bad. He makes Ron Paul look bad. And, of course, I've heard that for years. And that's happened to friends, family, others. You just basically, it's like Russian roulette, what response you get. Because he's got staffers. He's got internists. He's got whatever. You're just getting a pool of kind of Republican libertarian types. And some of them, you know, that work in there verge off into just kind of mainstream patty cake world who are just kind of into the whole rock star thing of Ron Paul. And they think, hey, if he just said nuke Iran, he'd get elected. The neocons would be for him in a minute. But that's not what this is all about. Ron Paul is successful. Ron Paul is admired. Ron Paul is loved because he's real, because he doesn't compromise, because he's a good person. And because he stands for what he believes in. And even if you're more of a big government type, you know, those people, a lot of them still respect him because they know he is a man of integrity. And so is Rand. And so is most of his crew and his high level people. The head of his congressional office is an amazing guy who we've interviewed over the years, by the way. We should probably try to get him on. I should probably just try to call him up. So, again, that's a side issue. The point is that there's all these low level people and middlemen and gatekeepers that are there in the strata who behind the scenes are even like, yeah, we wish sometimes Ron would compromise, but that's what makes him great, almost in a condescending way. So Ron Paul is surrounded around by a bunch of people, the good, the bad, and the ugly, mainly the good, who are all giving him his 2 cents worth. And you've got Rand quoted in our article with links to where he said it, saying that he would be incredibly honored to be asked to be on any Republican VP ticket. When asked by reporters, Rand Paul said, a Tea Party favorite, that his response would be if Romney approached him about the offer of VP. He hardly poured cold water on the idea. I don't know if I can answer that question, but I can say it would be an honor to be considered, said Senator Paul. Just a classy, gentlemanly thing to say, but showing, yeah, I'm interested in that. And then you've got similar comments by Jesse Benton about Rand Paul in here. The new debate is there a secret alliance between the Ron Paul and Mitt Romney campaign? And Raimondo's article goes through a lot of evidence to that. And by alliance, this happens a lot where they'll team up and attack one person and then attack each other later. So that, this is why it's so complex. Is that just good strategy from Ron Paul to be shooting down Santorum and then Romney later? And that's what he's always done, is targeted. That doesn't mean he's for Mitt Romney. So people could be misinterpreting that. Raimondo could be misinterpreting that. His final summation is he doesn't think he is. Maybe he's right. He's a smart guy. It's up to you to make that decision. Then we get into the whole other debate. That's why this is so complex. Of, is it good? Instead of just losing and being cheated or whatever, to take a VP run from Mitt Romney and bring all those voters in, defeat Barack Obama, and now have Ron Paul with a bully pulpit to be able to at least inject some sanity. Well, three things come into play. I don't think Mitt Romney's going to do that, even though this is the evidence shows being discussed behind the scenes and being offered to Ron Paul if he plays ball and doesn't run third party. I think they'll betray Ron Paul. Let me just say, I think this is all a bad idea. My gut tells me that. But I know why the Paul campaign is looking at all options, and they clearly are. Does that mean Ron Paul is going to go with the bad idea? No. But it means some of the people below him who are younger and don't have his wisdom are certainly chomping at the bit at this, because they get to go on. They get to be in the vice president's office if you're Jesse Benton, if you're Rachel Mills, if you're these people. You get to be in the White House. So what are you going to advise Ron Paul on? And I know he's wise enough to still take counsel to bounce ideas around. But they think it's enough of a discussion. Not Mills, I just use her as an example. Benton does, to have said things like this repeatedly about Rand Paul. And maybe that is a step up. Maybe Benton's right. I'm just stating all angles here, because I can tell you that's what's going on in their brains. This isn't, oh my gosh, Ron Paul's bad. Some people are discussing him running as VP when he hasn't done that. It's some of his people have. When asked over and over again, was it out of turn? Is it wrong? We don't know. We'll ask Ron Paul next time he's on with us. You better believe it. Now, and by the way, if this keeps developing and I don't get an answer, I'll just go to a rally or go to a campaign event. I'll just go there and, you know, with my microphone. It's pretty easy. Or I'll just send my fleets out of InfoWarriors. So I've been watching this for a month, sitting back, reserving judgment, just because it was a quagmire that hadn't been officially entered yet. But now it's one of the big national stories. I mean, it's in hundreds of papers today. And so we're here debating it. We're discussing it. So I don't think Mitt Romney would actually have him. Then the question is, if he would that be a co-opting? Because as the economy implodes, we want to be as far away from this power structure so we don't get blamed for it. I mean, he wouldn't be able to really change much in there with Romney. Because Romney's a globalist bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs money. So I think this is a double cross, and I think it's Romney people trying to play the Paul campaign. I don't think they're playing Benton. I think he's a good guy overall. I don't think they're playing Paul. I don't think they're playing Rand. I think Rand and all them are playing nice because they know in Washington, if you make it personal, then they'll come after you 10 times harder. It's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I have trust in Paul. I just know this is going to be used as a wedge now to try to take the sheen off Paul that he's this maverick who never compromises. That's like when a Bilderberg guy created a super PAC for Ron Paul. Obviously, you know, as a way to make him look bad as a big sick joke at one level. And at another level, they want a laissez-faire libertarian thing after they've collapsed stuff so they can then say, hey, we've stolen trillions, but now we're exempt. I mean, you could have... So, you know, Louis Farrakhan, you could have George Clooney, you could have good, bad, whatever, create a super PAC. I could create a super PAC. You could create a super PAC. Gary Franchi, 9/11 Truther did. Does that mean that's Ron Paul? No.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So I'm trying to give you full spectrum information. I know you're thinking a lot of similar things. You probably have your own points you're going to make, and we'll take 30 minutes of calls when we start the next hour on this subject at 800-259-9231. But I know that Ron Paul has come on this show over the years, even though the media has demonized him for it. Even though I know some of his crew have said, you know, don't do it, play it safe, because he isn't a compromiser. And he appreciates people that love liberty and people that have supported him for 16-plus years. The issue is, though, if they start going more mainstream, if his minions start trying to get him to go more mainstream, you have to understand, I don't think Ron Paul will do that. And again, I don't think at the end of the day, it is bad for Ron Paul to entertain, at least on the surface, parlays for him to be VP. I think that should be a debate, and I think it shows how prominent the liberty movement's become. And it shows that he really is the guy that's winning all these states. They're having to steal it from him. And they know that if he runs third party, that's the only way they would give him a VP, is they understand that if he runs third party, he will create a wild card, and that even with election fraud, he's going to be there for another 6 months after these primaries and all this is over, in the middle of the campaign, covering real issues and in national debates. They won't be able to shut him out. They are horrified of that. And you can kind of lock him up like Uncle Fester, like they've done Joe Biden, if they did make him a VP. But my gut says it's the Romney and big Republican machine, which they admit has tried to co-opt Rand and others and failed, in there trying to co-opt Ron Paul. And I'm guarantee you they've been told, sell out on some issues, we'll make you VP. And I'll guarantee you Ron Paul said no. I don't even need to ask him. I'll ask him when we get him back on air. I'm just chomping at the bit to do it. I'm not that chomping. I haven't called anybody yet. I've just sent an email every other day. But like, I'm going to make some phone calls today because I want to get a response on all this. My gosh, I got Rand Paul's home number, Ron Paul's home number. I never even call these. I've got most of his family's phone numbers. I've got the congressional his congressional head's phone number, who I know sends me emails and listens to the show. So I just got to call Jeff up. That's the answer. No rest for those seeking liberty and freedom, I tell you. It just gives me a headache. And again, I'm not even enamored with the whole presidential system. I'm one of those people that's had success, gained some notoriety, met a lot of Hollywood people, and I've learned it's just, I was a little starstruck a decade ago when I was first put in a few movies and stuff. People approached me and put me in some films, Rick Linklater and others. You know, being in a film, you know, shooting scenes with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and Woody Harrelson, you know. But, I mean, knowing Charlie Sheen, knowing people even bigger than Charlie Sheen. But, I mean, you know, now it's just, all I want is freedom. I just want to be able to fly and not have somebody grab my genitals. I mean, really, for all of you that have Madison Avenue controlling you and thinking, oh, you never reached success because you don't know anybody famous, or people even get invited to low-level dinners with Congress people that are traitors, but they're so starstruck they'll sell out just to be at an event with what's powerful. What's powerful is having healthy, happy children. What's powerful is loving God. Quite frankly, if I never meet another Hollywood person, if I never meet another famous person, quite frankly, if I never talk to another congressman again, I could care less. I would love to just live on a ranch and oil paint all day and raise crops and cattle and have a couple donkeys and horses. And, you know, quite frankly, drive down the road and shoot road signs with shotguns. Just joking. Not really, but, well, I mean, but I can see how a lot of folks in his campaign, because I'm putting myself in their mindset, I can see how a lot of them, it's just the idea of, we'll join the power and we'll change things from within. And Ron Paul, come on, you can do it. You can do what's needed. I mean, that's the debates that are happening, because they haven't gotten real power yet. They haven't experienced it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.